Jerry Bader Show. We are discussing the photo that went viral, at least in Wisconsin yesterday. National Guard, at least one member of the Guard, just screwing around in a photo with a flag-draped casket, albeit empty. Part of her graduation, the woman who posted it, from the Wisconsin Funeral Guard. And the question we're asking is, what should happen to her? If you haven't seen the photo, you can go to jsonline.com or find it almost anywhere. I want to read a couple of emails before we take Doug's call. And we can take a couple of more calls on this before we have to move along. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is a veteran of Afghanistan writing. Jerry, at basic training, respect for our fallen brothers and sisters is drilled into us constantly. If this soldier hasn't learned to honor them by now, she never will. I don't think there's any room for her in this army. Next, the subject line, how horrible. And she writes, I cannot believe how far morality in our society on the whole has fallen. And the younger generation is all about putting their life online for all to see. Okay, a point that I should have made by now. This, again, if somebody goes to the damn bathroom, they think they have to either tweet about it or post it online. What kind of narcissistic society have we created where you think I care? This is why I'm so selective in following people on Twitter. I really only use it as a news feed where I know I'm going to get something of value. And even then, some famous people, I don't care. I don't care if you're at Kmart right now. I don't care where you are. But it also shows that they have no idea that that which they may be doing in private would offend people. This is an embarrassment for them as people, she writes. Since my tax dollars pay them, I feel they should be fired from that position. I don't know what the official military word for that is. Well, discharge. But they should never be eligible to receive one more penny of my tax money. So, people all over the board, I certainly agree with some level of punishment on this. And I don't care what you have for breakfast. I don't care any of that. Doug in Green Bay. Doug, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Jason. Jerry, I'm sitting here looking at the picture online, and all 14 of these guardsmen are goofing off in this picture. It's not just this girl, but it seems to be a reflection of our me, selfie society. And you mentioned that this picture, at least she says this is a tradition. Well, I'll tell you, if this is a tradition and a guard, the guard better reexamine their tradition and class up their act, because this doesn't, so that this doesn't happen again.
I agree with that.
And as a society, we have an increase, in the decline of decorum in government from the leaders right on down to the ranks, and this stuff has to stop.
Doug, thanks a lot for the call. I would agree with that, which is why I am torn. I mean, discharge might seem harsh. Certainly, some type of punishment is warranted here. And if they are all guard members, absolutely, all of them. And yes, as I said, I'm not condoning the tradition, but it's one thing to do something stupid in private. It's another thing then to put it all over Facebook. Wayne in Green Bay. Wayne, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, morning, Jerry. My fiance, she's part of the honor guard for any deaths in the military. And she found it really offensive that this person did this. And she said that their commanding officer should reprimand her or even demote her on this.
Well, something. I mean, and loss of rank is what we're getting from a lot of callers and emailers. To Clayton in Green Bay. Clayton, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually retired from the Wisconsin Guard, and this really sickens me. I don't know what all the official punishments would be, but I have a feeling they might want to get out as soon as they can anyway, because from now on, they're going to be on the radar of every – this is a political firestorm for the Guard, too. They're going to be – every first sergeant they ever have is going to – they're going to be on his you-know-what list, for every extra duty. It's going to – I hope they are. I hope their life is made miserable with every extra duty they can ever be nailed with.
And the media is not naming her, but because she put this on her social media, a lot of people know who she is. Okay, as retired guard, Clayton, have you ever heard of this tradition?
No, never. And I can't believe that. Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm majorly wrong somewhere, and somebody needs nailed to the wall if it is.
Clayton, thanks a lot for the call. I want to read this email, Jason. In reference to the deplorable picture of the Guard members posted with the casket, and yes, I agree with his description, Bob's description, it is deplorable. As a retired Master Sergeant with the National Guard, I think not only should all the members in the photo be removed from the Honor Guard, but the commander of the Academy should be removed as well for condoning this type of action, if in fact what Channel 12 was reporting, and that it is some type of tradition. That's according to Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Recently, the wonderful movie Taking Chance showed the respect and care our soldiers are expected to receive and are entitled to. Now this group of thoughtless soldiers undermines that whole process. They should be held accountable, including the course OIC. Something has to be done. And I don't think the outrage here is in any way feigned or over the top or anything else. If we can't respect the process, and here's where I think for some people, that it wasn't an actual military death, that there wasn't anybody in the casket, that makes no difference to me. There are things that you just don't disrespect. There are images. There are things you do not disrespect. And I think some level of punishment, it's kind of difficult to say what, but some level of punishment certainly, I think, is required in this case. All right, straight ahead, very different. Another woman is being vilified for something she did. Actually, not straight ahead, but we'll get to it soon. A woman is being vilified for something she did, very publicly. Is she, however, being treated unfairly? It's 9:43.
The Jerry Bader Show.